as a kinus, a gathering of his oirus, awakening and with a special focus. I understand after the kinus there will be Amiras Tehillim. It was asked that the Divrei Torah that we say should have in mind that it should be L'Refua L'Choylei Amo Beis Yisrael, with a special focus on the happenings that we all feel and experience lately so often, so in such a tragic way. I think that it's not necessary, at least for me, to say words of his oirus. I think that if those who organized and put up the advertisement for kinus oirus, I think this should be a kinus of comfort. I don't think you need oirus. Just by the fact that it's pouring outside and so many people, B'lian Hara Ken Yirbu, came, we are nisayir. We talk about Choylei Beis Yisrael. All of us have someone very close in mind. It could be very, very close. It could be a little further. All of us have someone in mind. There were asifos where Askonim described what's going on, and it was terrible to hear it, terrible to talk about it. Do we need the sedatives? Maybe we need divrei nechamim, maybe. David HaMelech says, "Ki chalinu ba'apecho." The anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chalinu, Rachmono Litzlan. Uvechamoscho nivholnu. We are scared. We are shattered. We don't know what to do, where to turn. We make Yom Tefillah, which of course is the right direction. We say Tehillim, we daven. Uvechamoscha nivaholnu. We're in panic, and we know that this itself is the first step in the right direction. I really don't think that I really don't feel very pressured, because Rabbi Tarbel Zayin Gesund spoke previously. I didn't hear everything he said, but part of it, most of it, and surely he said what should be said in such a situation. I'm sure the one who will speak after me will say what should be said. Al Kaponim, I myself don't feel that I'm the Shliach Tzibur to say the word. Really, Yirmiyahu HaNavi should be here. We need Yirmiyahu HaNavi to tell us. And the Goyim says, when the Goyim says that the tragedy is known by Samigdish no Navi, person doesn't know what does Hashem want from him. Person doesn't know. We're in darkness. Al Kaponim, I would like to speak tonight, and I would like to put forth to the audience, to those gathered here, a practical suggestion which I think is in place in this situation. And this would be my drasha, not his sedirus and not nechomet. Now, what I will suggest in the course of the evening, everyone who's here should think about it, decide for themselves. If it makes sense, then I think that's something we should try to adapt. We know that when it comes to refuas haguf, especially in the modern generation, and I don't mean the modern generation, I mean the modern generation. I remember when penicillin was the miracle drug. And today many people are afraid of antibiotics. And we know that there is healing through medicine, through operations, and there is a natural healing. But we also know that even though there is such a thing as natural healing, this, especially today, we are reminded time and time again that the only way to heal really is to correct your diet, to eat properly, to do proper exercise. If a person lives a life, a reckless life, and ruins his health, he runs to a doctor. What could the doctor do? And really, this concept is a pasuk mefureshes. The pasuk says, "Im shemar tishim b'kol Hashem elokecha, v'hayosher b'ein asasa, v'azamta l'mitzvoyse, v'shmata kol chukov, kol hamachla asher santa b'mitzrayim lo'osim olecha." If you would go in the ways of Hashem, all the plagues that Mitzrayim had, you won't have. Ki ani Hashem reif echo. And everyone asks, if you won't be sick, why do you need a doctor? And the simplest answer is because that's a good doctor. A good doctor will teach you how to live correctly, so you shouldn't be sick in the first place. That's a good doctor. Today, most doctors, you come to a doctor after you're sick. And even then, he doesn't tell you really what to eat and how to act. He writes an antibiotic. He tells you, do this, do that. In other words, take medicine to heal yourself. But today in our modern generation, we don't have this appreciation for doctors, and we try to find ways to conduct ourselves that we shouldn't get sick in the first place. Now, it's as obvious as anything that when it comes to ruchnius, a yom tefillah is beautiful, but a yom tefillah is an operation. It's a major operation. And many times a major operation, it's too late. When you need a major operation, whatever it is, it's not a way of life. And the exciting thing that we do because of all that we hear is in place for sure, but it's an emergency. It's oxygen. You can't live on oxygen. An operation isn't a way of life. Antibiotics is not a way of life. And many times we come to go to a doctor, and it's just sad. A doctor is not Mechaye Mesim. He tries, he does what he can. But we realize that when it comes to Gashmias, don't eat and drink like a Zayl Vesayvi and ruin your health and then go to a doctor to get an injection. Conduct yourself in the first place so you shouldn't need a doctor. And surely in Ruchnias, this is what's most important. That we should find a way to pattern our lives, that we shouldn't need a yom tefillah, we shouldn't need a gathering like this, an emergency meeting, and this is as simple as that. Now, the question is, what does it mean to live a healthy life? And here, everyone knows what it means to live a healthy life. To daven with kavana, and get up in the morning the way you should, and don't talk lashon hara. 613 mitzvahs and 7 mitzvahs drabbanon, and libraries and libraries of Sfarim, and everyone gathered here can come up and talk for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, 10 hours, what it means to live a healthy Jewish life. For sure. So far, I didn't say anything. Well, yeah, of course, we should be a good Jew. Well, of course, if everyone would be good, then there would be problems. But since we, at this gathering, have a special focus on the problems of health and of sickness, so I would like to introduce that I think that although Tayag mitzvahs, every mitzvah brings health and happiness and nachas, and every aveira brings disaster, but there are special mitzvahs that have a special segula and that have a special focus for special things. And I think that we should try at this gathering, Al Capone, this is what I'm trying to do. What in our everyday life, and again we're talking now about Ruchnis, we're talking in the realms of Torah and mitzvahs, what part of our everyday life is specially focused to keep us healthy and to keep away sickness? Now, let us say, for instance, mezuzah. Mezuzah is Rosh HaTevis. On the mezuzah, it says Shin Dalad Yud, and it's brought down from Kadmonim. It's not a modernist concept. Shomer Daltos Yisroel. Mezuzah is very special to keep us protected from Ganovim, from Shoydedim. The Moshe. And Chazal tell us that Uncle is told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing by our doors and watching us. This is just a Moshe. We have a very special mitzvah, something for a very special problem, which especially in these United States of America, or maybe in these United States of Brooklyn, bothers us very much. And if we're smart, we once in a while, instead of buying double bolts and triple bolts and kofel shmeina bolts, once in a while we check our mezuzahs. It's a good idea. The same, there are many mitzvahs that are specially focused, that have a special zgula for certain things. And here the question is, what in our everyday life did Hashem Yisbarach put, what vitamin, what part of Torah and mitzvahs in our everyday life did Hashem Yisbarach put and insert to keep us healthy and to keep away sickness? So far I'm doing all right, I think. Because if I would go down from the stage at this moment, it could be I'd do even better. Because then the audience would go home and look for it themselves. And maybe what you would find is better than what I'm going to find. And maybe what I'm going to suggest, maybe it's not the absolute correct answer. So I'd like to stop for a moment and tell you this is one part of my discussion. We should look in our situation, in every situation. It's impossible. There shouldn't be such a part in our everyday life of Torah and mitzvahs. What part of our everyday life of Torah and mitzvahs is to keep us healthy? And the answer that I'm going to suggest this evening is, and I will elaborate and try to explain it. There's a very special bracha. And again, there's a bracha of Refa'enu Hashem v'neirotei, Hoshi'enu v'nivashlek yisi l'seinu ato. This is a bracha for the sick. But we want not to be sick. We have to find a bracha which is not focused on cholim. We say, Rafa'enu, heal us, Hashem. Roifei cholei amo Yisrael. And this is already an antibiotic. Which mitzvah is focused not on Roifei cholei amo Yisrael, but Anei Hashem Roifecho, to keep us healthy in the first place? And my humble opinion is a very special bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem, Roifei Chol Bosor Umafli Lasis. A very special bracha. Here it doesn't say Roifei Cholei Amo Yisrael. It doesn't say Baruch Ato Hashem Roifei Cholim. But it says Roifei Chol Bosor Umafli Lasis. And previously it says Baruch Ato Hashem. Hashem, you are a bracha, you are a brecha, you are a waterfall, you are a river of refuah. And here sickness is not mentioned, but here just opposite. Then we will come to sickness, but we beg for you, Hashem Yisbarach, that we shouldn't come to this problem in the first place. And I have a raya, I hope the audience will understand what I'm saying now. I have a raya, what I'm saying is true. Because we have so much kavona on Reite Choli Amo Yisrael. How much kavona do we have on Reite Chol Bosom Afli Lassos? When was the last time? I don't want to talk about everybody. I don't know the audience. I don't know the people. Whatever Aboisai, I am talking again, with all humbleness, I'm saying my own opinions, and everyone should think about it. I claim that we do not say this bracha the way we should. I think we don't say it at all. And I'll prove it. Whatever Rabbi says, I'm saying something very delicate. I'll prove it. Look how many sick people there are. If we would say Baruch Ato Hashem Roifei Chol Bosor Umafli Lasos, would there be so many sick people? Whatever Rabbi said, what does it mean, sickness? Let me just analyze for a moment. What does it mean to be sick? Chazal tell us Rifo'enu is the eighth bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei. Why is it the eighth bracha? Because Bris Milah, was given to be done on the eighth day of the child. So therefore Bris Milah needs a refuah, so therefore Rifo'enu is the eighth bracha. Is this the only people that are sick? Is the only people, only little children 8 days old? I think it's the least serious operation that I know about. But Chazal telling us that refuah is a bris. What does it mean, a bris? A bris is a tie, a connection, a bind between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. What is refuah? Refuah means as follows. If I will ask anyone sitting here, including myself, do you see? Baruch Hashem, I see. How do you see? How do you see? I see with eyes. What do you mean, how do I see? What a silly question. You see with eyes. And how do you hear? You hear with ears. And how do you walk? You walk with feet. I mean, what kind of stupidity is this? Well, how do you walk? You walk with feet. Let me tell you a story when I realized you don't walk with feet. I was once in a car accident. It was a head-on collision. I was sitting there, right after this, I was in shock, sitting there. And later I found out that I broke my thigh, and I broke my ribs. And Baruch Hashem, I'm telling you today, when I speak about it, I remember it. Baruch Hashem, I there's no Zecher Baruch Hashem, Hashem is Baruch Hashem, help all of us. And I remember sitting there, and people came around. You know, people come around, it was an accident, it was a head-on collision, it wasn't so pretty to look at. And I was sitting there, and the car was smashed on me. So a fellow over there thought that I can't go out because the wheel was bent on. So he says, Tetzei, it was in Israel, go out. So I said, I'm lo yachol, I can't. She says, kacha, kacha. And I'm sitting and says, yeah, if you have healthy feet, you go out kacha. He's showing me how to go out. I mean, he would have said, go walk, you have feet. Oh, yeah, if your feet aren't broken, you could walk. You don't walk with feet. You don't see with eyes. You don't hear with ears. What happens is, until our eyes stop working and Hashem returns our eyes, then we know that you don't see with eyes. Then we know that we need Hashem to operate our eyes. And then eyes doesn't become part of nature. There's a sky, there's a sound, there's eyes, there's ears. Then eyes become a personal present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. It becomes a personal kiss to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us that we live and we're healthy. And that's what Chazal tell us, that sickness is a bris, refuah is a bris. A bris means you get a personal contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not living part of a multitude. You're living as a ben yochid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when are we, each one of us, when can we really say halachically? Many of our boys say halachically. When are we halachically in a Beis HaMikdash with Hashem? In our own personal Beis HaMikdash. Halachically is only when we are sick. Chazal tell us, Shechina l'malem marashosev shel choyla. And this is halachically speaking, because when you daven, there's a halacha that you cannot daven in Lashon Aramis. All the tefillahs that are in Aramaic, like your Kumpurkon, or in Slichus Moradi Vishmaya, you can only say the tzibur with your 10 people gathered, 10 men gathered, because then the Shechina is there. But when you are chas v'shalom by a choyle, bim v'bak a choyle, you can daven Lashon Aramis because the Shechina is there. So what happens when a person becomes sick? He receives a personal interest, a personal connection, a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal tell us, refuah is a personal miracle. That's what eight. We all know that the number eight represents lamaila, above nature. Seven is nature. Eight is lamaila mihateva. And every time someone becomes healed, it's a miracle, it's a nest, and it is a nest. And that's what it's for. So here the question is, in order to receive this beauty, this closeness, this appreciation, does it mean that we have to chas v'shalom be sick? It's hard to believe. And the answer is obviously that we know we had two great mothers, Rachel and Leah, and both were Akoras. Rachel was an Akora and Leah was an Akora. Rachel cried her eyes out till Hashem gave her precious children. Leah cried her eyes out to get precious children. There was one difference. Leah cried her eyes out before she was married. And the day she was married, 9 months later, she had a baby. And Rachel, when before she was married, she had no problem. So she had to cry her eyes out years and years after she was married. But Leah, all the barrels of tears were all prepared. She took it into the chuppah with her nadin with her. And 9 months later, she had a baby. And we don't even know that Leah's an Akori if it wouldn't be that the Torah tells us. Who would imagine? 9 months later, she had a baby. Would you imagine that she was an Akori? She was the same Akori as Rachel, the same miracle. That's what Rashi says. But Leah walked into Yaakov's house without eyelashes. So she was all ready. And the answer is, Chazal tell us, La'olam v'akash adam rachnim ad sheyechlo. But here the question is, but where do we get the appreciation that sickness gives us? And here let me try to translate this wonderful bracha. We say as follows, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher yotzar es ha'odom b'chochmo uvor avoy nekovim nekovim chalulim chalulim. And then we say, Golui v'yodol af nechisei chavoydecha. You know Hashem. She'im yipaseach achod mehem, o yisaseim achod mehem, I yevshad yiskayim lama yidlefonecha. Now I pose a question. When we eat bread, we eat breakfast in the morning, why don't we say the same nusach? We should say as follows, Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Golui v'yodol af nechisei, that if you wouldn't bring us bread, we'd die from hunger. Isn't that a fact? When we drink a glass of water, we should say, Baruch atah Hashem, alakirim alakhoilam, shahakor liyeh bedvoroi, and you Hashem know that if there be no water, then we die from thirst. The only place where you find such a declaration, such an exclamation, is only in Asher Yotzar. Hashem, if you wouldn't make us keep us healthy, we'd be sick. Well, if Hashem wouldn't do anything, then nothing would happen. Why only in this bracha do we have such a hakdom? And the answer, in my opinion, is as follows. Though it's true and we know that everything is from Hashem, everything is from Hashem, and nature, the whole concept of nature, of course, is Hashem Yisbarach. And the Kuzri says it, that the word Hateva is Bigmatria Elohim. The word Hateva is Bigmatria Elohim. Because Teva is Hashem, what is nature Hashem? But there is, after Hashem created nature, there is a natural pattern that keeps this, that Hashem put into this world. Now, when we talk about a natural pattern, so here we discuss the human body. And I'll bring you a marshal. I'll bring you a marshal. When you go on an airplane, I heard this from someone who was in the Israeli Air Force. Every time a plane lands, when they have imunim, when they're practicing, so the pilot has to give the shimashal takalot. A list of things that went wrong. There's no such thing. This fellow was a pilot once in the Air Force. He told me in his radio office, there's no such thing that a plane should pick itself up and land without something going wrong. It doesn't crash. But the plane is so complicated, there's so many thousands and thousands of parts, that it's so complicated, always something has to go wrong. And if you don't keep on checking it and fixing it and checking it and fixing it, then a plane couldn't have an airplane. And every time when you go to the airport, you see it. Every time a plane lands, a whole crew comes to check up on the plane. Now the human body, if we were to take a computer and put into the computer all the parts of our body and all the possibilities of sickness. This could happen and this could happen and this could happen and this could happen. Everything that could happen. The computer would tell us that there is no natural possibility for us to live even 1 second. It just doesn't work. And this is a simple translation of these words. Asher yotzar es ha'odam b'chochmo. You created the person with great wisdom. Uvor avoy nekovim nekovim chalulim chalulim. And you made hundreds of millions of different parts. Go live your dollars mechisech vaydech. You Hashem know. Sheini pasech achod mehen. Just one thing has to go wrong. Iyav shal is kayo lam by the flech. That I can't stand. So what am I living? Now when we eat bread, it's a present from Hashem. But there is a natural pattern that brings us bread. There is no natural pattern to keep us healthy. So how are we living? Baruch atah Hashem, roifei chol basar. You are constantly healing us. Umaflila asais, you do wonders. You do wonders not when we are sick. That's beside that. You do wonders just to keep us going, just to keep us healthy. Why Hashem Yisbarach made the human body so complicated? That's not really the question I'm asking. But what does this express? It expresses what we said before. That health is a special bris. You don't have to be sick in order to realize that Hashem is personally keeping you alive. This is the nature. I